God, I'm putting this in the podcast.
What podcast?
The one I'm making right now. No. Seriously, listen to that.
Yeah. What is it? Will I know?
No, they won't know that it's your super yummy potatoes. Oh my God.
Crispy crunchy ones.
Crispy crunchy.
So what's today?
Today is the February 2nd, 4:20 p.m. This is episode 33.
So if you look on 20's personal timeline.
Oh my God, yes.
At about 5:30 on the 2nd of February, you'll see what we're cooking.
Now, it could be the first, depending upon where you are in the world, but...
Yeah.
I'm going to go outside and complete this. God, Victoria, she's evil. All right, so today, guys, Philosophy Drives Technology. This is going out to the public and to Dream Driven Day, February. Because this is the day, February 2, 2002, that was 18 years ago, I made a decision to use the internet with a very different philosophy compared to most people I know. We didn't have Facebook back then. We didn't have YouTube back then. We didn't have a lot of things. We did have eBay, though. And I decided instead of just using the internet as a distraction or using it as a way to, I don't even know what people were using the internet for back then. I'll be honest with you. But I adopted a philosophy on the internet. I adopted a philosophy for business, and that was be easy to find and be impossible to escape from. And that's been my business philosophy ever since. Be easy to find, be impossible to escape from. And you'll notice where I go, if you're searching for anything related to what I do, you cannot help but find me. I'm also a little controversial most days. Some days I'm a lot controversial. I don't try to make everyone my friend. The whole idea is you need to be living by philosophies that drive your technology in a way that works. In other words, when I was a child, we used to go to Kennywood and Idlewild Park. I remember going to Idlewild Park and getting on the bumper cars. And I was in one and my mom was in another. And I remember like the whole idea was you were supposed to run around and smash your car into other people. That was the whole reason why they called it bumper cars. On the other hand, that's not the philosophy that drives my BMW. My BMW, the ultimate driving machine, is driven with a different philosophy. Right? It's sort of the same technology. You get in a little missile and you go someplace. But the philosophy behind bumper cars is smash into people, have fun. The philosophy of the BMW is not to smash into people. It's to get to the dog park safely and have some fun. To get to the shops and buy Victoria something yummy and have some fun. To go on Adventure Monday in the car and have some fun. Not to smash into things. So I want you to get what happens when you start noticing the philosophy that drives your technology. And here's the thing. Back in 2002, where I was in life, I realized that it would be very smart to build a business that can make passive income. Now, the problem is there really is no such thing as far as I can tell, at least not without a lot of work. But then again, it's not really passive. I went from building I sold stuff on eBay. I made products on how to punch people and how to hypnotize them. That was part of the fun I was having at the time. Two quick products I could make with a VHS video camera. And then I started diving more into sharing stuff from the neurolinguistic programming side. But here's the deal. Not only did I write clever and weird ad copy and misspell things a lot, I also realized if I could get people talking, that was useful. So I started up a little Yahoo group. And on the Yahoo group, I'd get conversations going, and based on the conversations, I'd create different products. And based on the conversations, people would also buy them because they got to know me, trust me, love me. You get it? Philosophy driving technology versus, yep, here's a little thing. I'm going to distract myself with it. Cat videos and porn. Yay, right? Two of the biggest things on the internet from what I can tell. But on the other hand, why not use some of this stuff to change your life? Why not change your philosophy? Let me toss a few more in real quick. I live my life as a series of 30, 60, and 90-day experiments. I'll pick something to do and see if I can do it for 30 or 60 days. See if I find it fun, see if I find it useful. If not, I scrap it. So I do make a commitment. It's more not like I'm going to try this once and see what happens. But living your life is a series of experiments. See what sticks. And this experiment has stuck since 18 years ago today. Another quick one, minimum effective dose. What's the minimum that you need to do to be easy to find and impossible to escape from? See, part of that, right, has me invest in technology like MeetEdgar.com. MeetEdgar keeps sharing my shit over and over and over again. Victoria and I wake up in the morning, and there's like 20 new posts by me everywhere. Guess what? That's my stuff, but it's Edgar putting it up for me. Saves me hours of time every day. Cost about $35 a month, I think. But I want you to listen to this a few times. My different philosophies drive my different philosophies, and all of them drive my use of technology. Guess what? Philosophy drives technology. That's why I'm standing here with an iPad, right? Talking to you. If my philosophy about my life was different, the way I'd be using my technology would be different. So that's it. Love you. See ya. Today is February 2. The year is 2020. What did I say? Episode 33?
02022020.
Yeah, ain't that fun, right? Isn't it? It was really weird. Like, when I looked back and I saw that I started on eBay selling my products February 2 of 2002, right? And now we kicked off Dream Driven Day 18 years later.
Yeah.
Right? How cool is this? Alrighty. Email me at 2020@exhostage.com. That's exhostage.com. 2020@exhostage.com. See ya.